Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We have to talk about mpox because the World Health Organization has declared the mpox outbreak in parts of Africa a public health emergency of international concern, they say. The highly contagious disease, formerly known as monkeypox, has killed at least 450 people during an initial outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but has now spread across parts of Central and East Africa, with scientists concerned about how fast a new variant of the disease is spreading. And also they're really concerned about the high fatality rate as well. To tell us more about this, I'm joined by Professor Sam McConkie, who's the head of the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine at the Royal College of Surgeons and consultant in infectious diseases and tropical medicine at Bowman Hospital. Professor Sam McConkie, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
I must say, when I saw this last night, I said to myself, I don't know if I have it within me to do another pandemic this quickly. How concerned are you?
Well, in the bigger picture, I think we've learned in the last 10 or 20 years that we really have to prepare for unexpected shocks and traumas three or four times a decade. That's what we learned from the crisis in Ukraine, from the inflation, from the jump in prices and from the COVID pandemic. So I think we do as a country have to be prepared and ready to face these unexpected shocks, both as a nation, but also internationally. So this virus, mpox, it's everyone will probably remember from about 2 years ago when there were some mpox cases in Ireland and Spain and Germany and around Europe. And that was mainly in men. It was mainly sexually transmitted and it had very low fatality rate, although it was very sore and very painful. And a small number of people, for example, who had HIV infection, immune system, did die from it. What's happened now in Congo or DRC is different. It's a different strain of the mpox virus, and unfortunately this other strain has a higher fatality rate. And traditionally it went from rodents, from rats and mice to humans, and didn't spread widely from human to human. And what has changed in the last couple of years is it now spreading fairly widely from human to human, and this is causing tens of thousands of cases, not just in Congo, but in Kenya, in Rwanda, in Uganda, in Burundi, in Central African Republic, in South Africa. And it's this new clade that's unfortunately more infectious and more fatal than the previous monkeypox.
How does it spread, Sam?
Well, that's a very good question. First of all, we don't know for sure. There isn't really detailed epidemiology yet, but they're saying in Congo that 2/3 of the cases are in children. 2/3 of 17,000 cases are in children. So this is not a sexually transmitted disease. It's in sort of pre-sexual children to a large extent. So it's really probably contact. We know it's touching people, close contact, household contact, roly-poly in school, children sharing juices with each other. They're sort of hugging and kissing and saliva and blood. So it seems to be just human household contact and school contact. So primarily touch of, you get all these spotty lesions all over the body, a bit like big versions of herpes or cold sores, much, much larger, much more painful. When they burst open, they teem with virus, and anyone who touches those viruses, either on an object or directly somebody else's skin, has a high likelihood of catching it.
So primarily contact. Touch is key. What about through air particles, respiratory?
It has been described through droplets. So I know we're all experts on droplets versus airborne. I would say, as far as we know, not airborne, but big droplets. When somebody coughs or sneezes, or these skin particles burst open and there's droplets in the air, those droplets are highly infectious. So getting even close, a few metres away from people who have it, when their sores are open, is probably dangerous. So unfortunately, it has been described as droplet transmission in the past.
Now, I have... when I said at the very top of the programme we have to talk about mpox, I was obviously alluding to Leo Varadkar saying we have to talk, when he addressed Ireland first of all about COVID, he said we have to talk about COVID. And that was the first inkling we had that this was coming our way. Now, is there any chance that mpox could be coming in our way, Sam?
Well, as you know, we're happily a very, very well-connected country. We've big airports. We've 30 million people going through the airport. And, you know, we all travel and people travel through the airport regularly. So the modern world we live in of 8 billion people is a very, very interconnected place. And I'm delighted about that because it makes for a wonderful world to see and explore. So unfortunately, that can leave us open to things going here. So we do have to be prepared for this. We had a very good preparation for the last mpox outbreak 2 years ago. The public health people did a great job. There was vaccine available. So the good news is there's a vaccine for this. It already exists. Yeah. It's been around for 20, 30 years. It was a smallpox vaccine. It's made in Denmark. Now, of course, the challenge is, can you get your hands on it? And my view is that I would like to advocate, and I'd like your listeners to advocate, that rather than us trying to scoop up the doses of the vaccine for Irish people in Ireland, where we don't have a case yet, that it should be going to DRC and to the African countries. And especially
deal with
the
it at source. Should we start testing at airports, or what precautions should we take at ports?
So the precautions was that people who have spots or are sick, we need a higher level of awareness among healthcare workers that somebody presents with, you know, painful spots all over their body or anywhere in the body to be considering mpox, putting on gloves, putting them in a room, putting them in isolation until we get the diagnostic test done on that individual. I believe the NVRL in the virus reference lab in Belfield in UCD do have a diagnostic test in Ireland right now as we speak for mpox. So it is feasible to diagnose that in Ireland. It's available to us. They have a PCR-based test, very reliable, very quickly available. So we already have the diagnostic capacity in Ireland, in Dublin certainly, and perhaps in other cities to diagnose this.
Okay, and should isolation be a factor as well if somebody arrives or if somebody in Ireland has spots of that nature?
Yeah, it's going to be stay at home, stay in your room, wearing a mask. You can go kind of outside in the open air for exercise, but shouldn't be circulating with other people if people have spots. So at this point, it's preparing a national preparedness plan to alert particularly healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists and others to the possibility that mpox could come back again, and to have clear ideas of letting public health know and then how to isolate and how to diagnose it. But I think this is a call for help. This WHO declaring it as a public health emergency of international concern. Basically, the folk in Congo and Central African Republic and Kenya are saying, we need help. We need diagnostic tools in Congo, in Kenya, to help prevent its spread there, and then it won't travel here. Okay. So I feel this. We should respond as a country to this call for funding for diagnostics.
Do you know what I feel? It's a real reality check talking to you, Professor Sam McConkie, but it's slightly reassuring, I must say, as well, because you really put it into context. And if the help arrives at source, who knows, it might be possible to contain. Look, we'll leave it there. We'll talk again, I'm sure about this
thanks,
as it develops. But Professor Sam McConkie for the moment, thank you very much.